The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Everybody, Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and this being Father's Day weekend, an apropos subject would be to talk about your dad and his influence on you to become the outdoorsman that you are. If your dad is still alive, that's wonderful. I lost my dad in 1999, and I was just sharing on email with a friend of mine that when Dad died, he died on Labor Day, September 6th of 1999. And I was able to be with him, and we were talking. Well, I was talking, and I was telling him it was okay for him to go. I said, it's time. And I shared with him the fact that we had spent so much time fishing together. And I talked to him about, the first fishing trip he ever took me on at the warming dam is what they call it, the little, I don't know what it actually is, on the campus of Penn State campus of Altoona in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And, I ice skated there as a kid and fished there. That was my first fishing adventure. And on the Juniata River and in Canada, in Quebec, and how we were sitting there in the middle of the afternoon off this rock shelf one time, and the big walleye came in and started to bite. And that was one of his favorite fishing memories. And we talked about fishing in New Jersey, southern New Jersey, some of the ponds there, and catching big fish. And fishing on the bay with catching bluefish, and I just started to talk to him, and he squeezed my hand. I knew he was listening. Couldn't talk, couldn't respond, and he passed. He passed while I was talking to him, and I told him, good to go, and I know where he is, and I thanked him for everything he did for me. And helping me become the man I am today. Yeah, so let's talk to Joe in Towson about his dad. Thanks, Joe, for holding on. I appreciate it. How you doing?
Good. Yes, Alan, I want to talk about my boyhood experience.
Sure.
I was born in central Pennsylvania. In
what part?
Shamokin.
Okay, sure.
And
Shamokin Dam.
No, just Shamokin.
No, but I know where Shamokin Dam is. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, of course. Yes, and my first big experience with nature is when we were going to Harrisburg on Peters Mountain there,
yeah,
going south.
Yep.
When you get on the other side, you have about 10 or 15 miles of the Susquehanna River to look at.
Yes, you do.
And when I saw that, I thought I had died and gone to heaven.
Yeah.
And the Susquehanna River, to me, it was almost always like the presence of the supernatural. It was really great to me. Now, my father used, I think we went once or twice to Pence Creek, to Kratzersville there.
Oh, yeah.
And what we used to do is look for helgramites.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
We'd uncover the rocks.
Yep, flip the rocks over.
Pull them out.
Yep.
And then one of the biggest thrills for me is the pike used to swim by, and they'd rub your leg. And that, to me, was a big thrill because I knew it wasn't afraid of me,
Right.
And that made me feel terrific.
Sure.
And I was wondering, do they still use helgramites for bait?
Oh, yes. In Pennsylvania, on the Juniata and the Susquehanna, they absolutely do.
Yeah, we were at the Juniata one time, and they were. This was in the wintertime, and they were looking for quail,
Yeah.
Or shooting quail. But everybody got filled with those ticks.
Oh, no.
And, it would take about a half hour, an hour to clean them off of the dog and everything,
Oh, yeah. Now, those were the dog ticks. Those were the dog ticks, I'm sure. Those weren't the...
I wanted to ask you, when did they start making laws that you couldn't keep the fish and eat them? Because when we fished, we used to eat them.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what you mean that you couldn't keep the fish and eat them. There are certain closed seasons.
Oh.
Yeah, because that to protect the spawning of this, particularly the smallmouth bass in the Susquehanna.
Oh, so I see. So what about Maryland, though? Do you have to turn all the fish back or what?
No. Fishing season is pretty much open year-round in Maryland, except for like species like striped bass and some others that have management concerns on them and size limits and creel limits. But, for example, largemouth and smallmouth bass is closed for a certain period of time during the year.
To the individual species then.
But you can still catch and release those fish.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, it's individual species, and it primarily has to do with reproduction and spawning and protecting the fish on the beds and that type of thing.
Yeah. We were in northern Pennsylvania near Lake Wallenpaupack on the Delaware River there.
Yep.
And I nearly drove my father crazy. I got something on the line, but it didn't feel, I didn't feel strong enough to pull it up.
Right.
It just kept nibbling. And here what it was an eel. And when I got it up, it looked like a basketball. And my father was ready to kill me.
What was it?
It
was a basketball.
No, it was an eel.
Oh, an eel. Oh, yeah.
It just terrible. It made a ball out of the water. So my father had to go through and unthread it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. Yeah. We used to go and fish at night on the Juniata River.
Uh-huh.
My dad we'd go fishing and it would get dark and we'd just stay, break out the lights and, the 9-volt battery, the big square ones, the lantern, and we'd break those out and we'd fish with, live crawfish or night crawlers or whatever. And, I did the, pretty much the same thing. I tossed a big old crawfish out there, and something took the line, and I set the hook, and I knew I had the fish on, and then it just stopped.
Yeah.
And then it was, hung up. So I set the rod down, and the fish swam out from under the rock or whatever, and I reeled it in again, and it stuck again. Two or three times, the same fish. Finally got that thing in, and it was a great big eel. And like you said, it had just wrapped itself around the line, That's what they do. They just twist and twist and twist and turn that line. And, of course, you got weights and hooks and bait and everything else hanging on there. And they're just a mess,
So. My big problem as a fisherman, I wanted to join the fish.
Oh, you did?
I always wanted. In fact, I really love swimming, Of course, I can't do it anymore. There's no pool around here.
Right.
But in Ellicott City at Normandy, I had swimming for about 35 years there,
Right.
But I could swim all the time, And I love the water that way. And a couple of kids are like me, too. They said, I told them I thought I was meant to be a fish and something terribly went wrong.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, Joe, I appreciate the call, man, and thanks for, talking about your dad today.
Good. Thank you, then.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Thanks. See you. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. What influence did your father have on you as growing up as a kid, fishing, hunting, trapping, shotgun sports, shooting? We welcome your calls here. Was your dad an avid gun owner? Did you fish despite your dad, and he kind of went along with you, kind of like my dad did when I got interested in hunting? Made sure that I had everything I needed as far as deer rifle was concerned. I had my first gun was a Winchester 30-30, and dad decided he wanted to buy a rifle too, so he bought a little better gun. Dad had vision problems in his right eye and learned to shoot cross-handed in the service, whatever that means. I still can't figure out how he shot, but he got a marksman award in the service, so apparently it worked okay. He said a sergeant taught him how to shoot. So anyway, he was a good shot, and he He bought a Model 88 Winchester in 284. Unfortunately, neither one of these were, you know, pre-64 Winchesters, but 1967. So, you know, they're not necessarily highly collectible. My 3030 wound up being left behind, unbeknownst to me, during a divorce with my first wife. And so for years, I wanted to replace that gun, and I did at an auction, and I bought a 1954 model 3030, which was the same year I was born. And so I feel vindicated as far as having my 3030 back that my dad bought me. And I still have his 284, which I mentioned in the last hour, that I took a real nice buck in Cecil County with last year. So Dad had never killed a buck with it, but, you know, he always made sure it was shot in, and, you know, that he could shoot it well. And so, but he just never had that opportunity. I don't think he really necessarily wanted to shoot a deer, but, you know, he indulged me on that. So, and was always happy when I got one. So anyway, give us a call, 410-922-6680. Talk about your dad. That's what we want to hear this morning. Earlier in the show, in the first hour, if you're just joining us, I talked about a friend in the seafood business that we were talking yesterday about. He had talked to somebody who, a former waterman, who had read an article about the way that the sewage was treated with chlorine in the New England states. And Massachusetts and Maine and some others had noticed a steady decrease in the lobster harvest. And they started, who knows how they started to investigate this, but it was determined that the way that the wastewater was treated and disposed of in the waters of New England, and this influence of chlorine in the water, chloridated water, had a detrimental effect on the lobster fry. And we were discussing the practices of watermen here in Maryland, and I have yet to hear this or confirm this with a waterman in Maryland, a crabber, that these guys take out these big 100-gallon vats of bleach-treated water to treat their crab pots. So at the end of the day, to keep the weeds and the barnacles from growing on their crab pots and stuff, they just dunk their crab pots in there and stack them up. And he said, it's, you know, sometimes he believes, and I can't confirm this, and you know, I can't even confirm that this is done. He believes that some of these guys just open the valve and let that treated water run out into the bay. So the question is, is there enough of that, or is our sewage here treated the same way with chloridated water that could have a negative impact on crab and shellfish larvae? Simple question. I don't know the answer. I'm going to try and get the answer. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, give us a call here at 410-922-6680. We're going to take a little break, and I'm going to tell you about our friends at Clyde Sport Shop right now, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Talked to him yesterday about a gun, and I want to tell you about the fact that Clyde's is a full-line Browning dealer. If you need a gun for the shooting sports, you know, sporting clays, for trap, for skeet, they've got it all. And the ammunition to match. They've got everything for the shooting sports, the shooting glasses, the hearing protection. But the two guns I'd like to recommend would be the 725 Satori Sporting Clays model, which is an over and under shotgun. It's a very nicely done gun if you like an over and under. Or if you're into trap and skeet, the BT99 trap gun. Of course, if you're a hunter, the BPS pump shotgun is a standard bottom ejection pump shotgun from Browning. There's the A5, which is the ultimate waterfowl gun, and I will own one of these days. The hump is back. It's the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in 3 and 3.5-inch chambers in 12-gauge, 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee. That's the old A5 brought back. Newly retooled, reinvented by Browning, and they're backing it up with that 5-year, 100,000-round guarantee. So Stop by Clyde Sports Shop for all your shooting needs, your ammunition, your gunsmithing, your licenses, and take a full look at their firearms for home protection, self-protection, and hunting as well. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, ClydeSports.com.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, it's time for me to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's a free fishing tournament for anybody who's a recreational angler, man or woman, in Maryland. There are three divisions. There's what they call non-tidal or freshwater. There's Chesapeake Bay Division, which is all the tidal complex in Maryland. And then there's the Atlantic Coast Division. There are 67 species of fish in those three divisions. And there's a youth division, there's a catch and release division, it's all connected with that. You catch a fish of a notable specified size and you get your official angler award certificate, and along with that an invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center. You could even get a collectible Under Armour Heat Gear t-shirt. And this year, new this year, the $25,000 that's already in the budget from the old Diamond Jim, who retired last year. Diamond Jim has donated his $25,000 to the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And there's $25,000 up for grabs. And I'll tell you more about that the next time we talk about the Fishing Challenge, how you could win a share of $25,000. So, fish are biting right now all over Maryland. Freshwater, tidal, on the Atlantic coast. It's not the time to stay indoors. Go fish. The official rules online at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries. And you could win, too.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Ahoy, Captain Seaweed here. Just a reminder, when you have a Captain Seaweed soft crab, you're having a Republican soft crab. You'll find Captain Seaweed soft crabs at Joey's of Pikesville and King Liquor of Rosedale.
This week on Fox News Sunday, you'll hear interviews with the top newsmakers of the week and analysis of the top news stories by our distinguished panel of political experts. This is Chris Wallace. Join me this Sunday at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way.
I'm just gonna sit on that dock a little bay.
Watching Lotus Redding there for y'all. Let's talk to Mike in Randallstown. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to call, of course, and wish you a happy Father's Day and all your listeners who are fathers, a happy Father's Day to them also.
Indeed.
I lost my father when I was 17.
Mm.
And, of course, that was a big loss in my life. He really wasn't a hunter or a fisherman. He worked quite a bit to keep me and my mom, you know, afloat, so to speak.
Sure.
And, of course, but the thing is, at the times when he was home and he was not working, him and I were very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we didn't hunt or fish, but we did have a very good relationship.
Sure.
He gave me a lot of good advice, which I followed a lot of that to this day. And I'll always remember him for that.
Mm-hmm.
So just wanted to say that to you.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. It's always good to remember your dad, that's for sure.
It certainly is.
And the grandfathers, too. You know, my grandfather was an early influence on me as a hunter. He was a squirrel hunter. He dug. He really loved squirrel hunting, and he had a great sense of humor, and he was a great kidder. And you know, the couple things I remember about my grandfather, that would have been my mother's father, Grandpa Miller.
Right.
My grandmother would ask him, "Dad, you want a piece of pie?" And he'd say, "Oh, I guess so." And she'd say, "Well, how big a piece do you want?" He said, "Oh, not much bigger than a mule's ear." You know,
yeah,
he had his little sayings, and you know, he was not a fisherman until after he retired late in life, very late in life. And we used to take him out in the boat on Lake Glendale at Prince Gallitzin State Park, and he liked to fish. And we wrapped it up one night because the rain was coming in, and we're sitting in the car getting ready to leave, and the skies opened up and big thunderstorm rolled in, and he looked at me and my dad and he said, "The thunder roared, the lightning crashed, and struck a pig right in the neck."
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I didn't know my grandfather. He had passed away when I was very, very
mm-hmm.
young. Never had an opportunity to know him, but I certainly do remember my dad.
Oh, yes, indeed. So, all right, buddy, appreciate you calling in, Mike. Talk to you soon, I'm sure. See ya.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. There he goes, good old Mike. All right, coffee time. Mmm. Oh. Do you drink coffee, Bethany? Every once in a while? I got you. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. My grandfather was a squirrel hunter, not much of a deer hunter. My uncles, several of them, were part owners of a hunting club together, and there were a number of members in the club. And I think now my cousins are the owners, or I don't even know if the place is around anymore. It was in Huntington County near Petersburg. And I only ever went there once. And the only reason I was there was because that was the year I killed my first deer with a bow. I was 16, and I shot this deer on October 3rd, first Monday of the deer season with bow and arrow. And it was a button buck, but I was proud as I could be of it. But in Pennsylvania, at that time, you're one and done. One and done. So I was done. So I went to hunting camp, first day of deer season, and like I said, I wasn't impressed with it. I wasn't impressed with my uncle's behavior. I mean, it was an eye-opener for me to see what hunting camp was all about, and I don't think I ever went back. But the camp, Grandpa would show up at the camp for deer season every now and then, and he never shot a deer. Never, ever shot a deer. And back then it was, you know, you shoot a buck or you don't shoot anything. You don't even think about shooting a doe. You're killing the future if you shoot a doe. Just the mindset that it was. It would kill spike, no problem, but don't kill a doe. So anyway, they told the grandpap one time, they said, now look, Dad, we're going to go up here and do a deer drive. And we're gonna start here, and we're gonna drive this ridge, and we're gonna wind up on top the mountain over there. So you just stay here in the bottom, and you know we'll drive the deer, and if you could see something goes by, take a shot. So his sons, well, went, and they're starting their deer drive. All the guys in the camp, and they get to where Grandpa was supposed to be, and he's not there. So they go, okay, where is he? So they pushed the rest of the ridge off, and they get up to the top of the mountain where they were, you know, supposed to end the drive, and there's Grandpap. Dad, how'd you get up here? I walked. Well, you were supposed to be down there in the bottom, and we'll pick you up. Oh, I thought you said you were going to end up here. Yep, that's right. Well, I just thought I'd walk up here and meet you. So, I mean, it was a straight up drive, straight up the hill. Grandpap was probably mid 70s at that time, and he beat them all up to the top of the ridge. I thought that was pretty cool. Let's talk to Alice in Dundalk. Good morning, Alice. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Happy Father's Day.
Same to you.
I just wanted to tell you a story about my dad. My dad wasn't a fisherman, but he was a crabber.
Okay.
And we used to go down to Edgemere Moose in Edgemere and crab off the pier.
Okay.
And he showed me how to do it all, and he would tell me, we do hand lines.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, if you rub your hand against the line, you're giving that crab a phone call, tell him you're going to catch him. So he showed me hand over hand.
Yeah.
And I remember those days. That was an awesome time with him and I, because my brothers and sisters were older than me, so it was just him and I.
Right.
And I remember one time my dad got mad. I've never seen him that mad. He was mad because we had our lines out, and somebody came and put their line in between our lines.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, that's not good.
I know. And he was, you know, and then they'd catch something, and we wouldn't catch anything on ours.
Wow, that's what he thought, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha. I'm sure there were plenty of crabs back then.
Yeah, oh, yeah, but we had a blast. I know him and I had many a good time out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, when I was a kid, this is 67, 68, so I was 13, 14 years old. My dad's sister lived in the house that I own now, and her Aunt Pauline and Uncle Tom lived there, and we would come down to Baltimore and visit, and you know, go to the Orioles games and all that. And of course, Uncle Tom had a boat, but he never fished. Tom was a good bit older than Pauline, and Tom was deaf, but he loved the boat. He was a good mariner. And I got on the boat, and there's, you know, he'd just bought this new boat. I think it was a 40-foot something. Anyway, we were on the boat, and there's a whole complement of big old pen rods and reels, like six of them stacked up, you know, inside the boat along the gunwale in a bottom rod rack, you know, on both sides of the boat. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, he doesn't even know what he has. You know, even a kid, I knew they were big pen rods and reels. You know, I mean, it was the good ones, too. So, but he never broke them out or anything else. But he did allow me to swim in the bay when I was a kid against his better wishes. I mean, he watched me like an osprey walking all around the boat. And when I swam around the boat, you know, out there at 7 foot knoll or wherever I was swimming, you know, he was watching me. I mean, just like constantly. Yeah, he didn't want anything to happen. Of course, I didn't want anything to happen, but back then I was a good swimmer. So, you know, got back on the boat. We went to Annapolis and did all that stuff. But we went under the bridge, and they were bailing rockfish. I mean, every boat, you'd look and there'd be a fish coming overboard. Right there at the bridge. And I'm thinking, oh, man, I'd love to go fishing here, you know, and that type of thing. But never did. Never did. You know, but when we docked the boat, we just kind of hung out there, you know, and just relaxed like people do. They just go sit on their boat and sit, you know, have lunch or whatever. And that's where I was introduced with crabbing, with a crab trap. And, I met a little girl, and we crabbed together, and it was, you know, it wasn't exactly love at first sight, but we kind of got along pretty well. And I remember pulling up the crab trap and catching the when I was just a kid. I mean, that was a way of life in Maryland, but it was all foreign to me, you know. So
right.
Maybe that's what spurred my interest in crabbing. Who knows? So
I don't know, but I still love it to this day. I taught my kids how to crab.
Yeah, well, you don't send the crabs a telephone call, huh?
No, uh-uh.
Yeah, so if you touch the line, you're sending that signal to the crabs that there's something there that's not quite right. Is that what you're
right.
saying?
Yep.
All right, good.
He was a kidder, too.
Yeah, I guess he was. Sounds like fun. Thanks, Alice.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yep. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, soft crabs are in at NBS Seafood. You know, NBS sheds their own soft crabs. I've been to their crab shedding facility, and it is wonderful. They mix their own salt water. They filter it. They put the peelers in there, and they shed them, and they've got plenty of them right now today. Will they have them tomorrow? Don't know. It depends on how many people are liking their soft crabs. Butter soft, freshly shed, and ready to eat. They are absolutely delicious. You know, they're purged too. You know what that means? Yeah, they're in a freshwater solution. So when they, you know, breathe in the water, anything that's in them gets purged out. So they're purged, they're butter soft, and they're scrumptiliumptious delicious. NBS Seafood, 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, stocked with live wild-caught Louisiana jumbo crawfish. And that, my friends, that little stock is coming to an end. The crawfish season is over, and they won't be available for too much longer. So if you have a taste for crawfish this Father's Day weekend, probably ought to get them. Andouille sausage, gator tail meat, along with Louisiana crabs and Maryland crabs, soft crabs, and wild-caught white perch, jumbo Gulf shrimp, scallops, fresh crab meat, and all kinds of other seafood items. They even have the spice to match. So, and they carry Black Angus New York strip steaks for your grill, too. Stop by and see NBS Seafood. The phone number is 410-271-3202. The address is 1223 Dorsey Road next to Jim Donny RV. New hours of operation will be Thursday, Friday, and Mondays from 2 to 7. Thursday, Friday, Monday, 2 to 7. They're closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Saturday, today, they're open 10 to 7, and tomorrow noon to 5. So get your seafood at NBS Seafood for Father's Day. NBS accepts Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and even cash. 410-271-3202 for NBS. No bull stuff. Seafood.
A flash flood watch will be in effect from this evening through Sunday morning. We may pick up 1 to 3 inches of rain as the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill move in. We'll start off this morning with clouds. A shower thunderstorm may develop into the afternoon with a high near 86. Then heavy downpours tonight with a low of 71. As we make our way to Sunday, we'll start off with some more heavy rain. This breaks into clouds later in the day. We'll be hotter with a high up to 91 degrees. And then dry on Monday, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high in the low 90s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, you know what? There's money available. There's cash available in the Maryland Fishing Challenge this year, $25,000 in cash. That's right, 67 species of fish from sea to shining mountains. Cash and prizes for fishing in your favorite Maryland fishing hole. That's right, $25,000 is guaranteed in cash prizes. Each of the regions, the freshwater non-tidal, the tidal Chesapeake Bay, and the Atlantic Coast, all have $6,000 up for grab for some lucky angler in those three regions. $6,000. That's each region. So that's $18,000 right there. The Master Angler Award. You qualify to win $2,000 cash, and it'll be a random drawing, $2,000 cash if you are a Master Angler. That means if you catch an Angler Award fish in each of those three divisions, in other words, if you catch a let's say you catch an Angler Award bluegill in Deep Creek Lake, and then you come to the Chesapeake Bay and you catch an Angler Award red drum, and you go fishing offshore and you catch an Angler Award shark, white marlin, whatever it might be, you qualify to win $2,000 in cash as a Master Angler. Now, at the annual grand finale, if you're a participant, if you've won an Angler Award, you've got your invitation to the grand finale at Sandy Point. There's $5,000 in random cash drawings going to be given away at that event, and not just $5,000. They're going to break it up into, you know, who knows how, $250 to $500 or whatever. So, and also, if you catch and keep invasive species, which are blue catfish, flathead catfish, and snakeheads, you can qualify for a special prize drawing as well. All the details are on the Maryland Fishing Challenge website, www.dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries. Go fish. Anyone can win. You'll be glad you did. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, head to Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Ahoy, Captain Seaweed here. Just a reminder, when you have a Captain Seaweed soft crab, you're having a Republican soft crab. You'll find Captain Seaweed soft crabs at Jilly's of Pikesville and King Liquor of Roseville.
Listen Sundays at 9 a.m. for Radio Mass of Baltimore, the live liturgy of the Sunday Mass from St. Ignatius Church in downtown Baltimore. And again at 6 p.m. for a rebroadcast. Following the Mass, stay tuned for a message from the Archdiocese of Baltimore on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories he can tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. And it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
All right, there we go. Granddaddy's gun, that's for sure. My granddad had a couple of guns. I only ever wound up with one. He had a, what was it, 1894? No, not a 94. Earlier than that. They called it a Golden Boy. It had a brass receiver and an octagon barrel. It was, I can't remember. Let's talk to Bud over at Fishbones. Good morning, Bud. Are you there?
Good morning, Alan. Yes, I am.
Well, listen, we haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah.
Give us a fishing report for the Mid-Bay, if you would.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Above the bridge, most guys are chumming, and it's particularly point in about 30 feet of water. Love Point also, Hickory Thickets, which is over there by Rock Hall. We have Snake Reef. And, of course, right below the bridge, we got Hackett's.
Yep.
And it's all right around 28 to 32 feet of water. We're still getting a good quality fish, but we do have to weed through some small ones at the same time.
Sure, of course, as always.
Yeah. Yeah. And the trollers,
They're always like 19 and a half inches long.
It's always that way. And yeah. It was 17 and a half when the law was 18.
18, yeah, I know.
It's always that way.
Yeah.
But trollers are using small red hoses. Their favorite color is that Rock Hall red, which is kind of a dark red, but it's a bit translucent, the actual tube itself. And they're trolling those right near the bottom and seem to be producing some decent fish also.
Hmm. We're past the Mayworm time, though, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, that's over with. That's way behind us now.
Yeah, but they still key on the red, huh?
They'll still key on that red. Yeah, that red, to me, probably goes black because it's such a dark red.
Yeah, sure.
A few feet underwater, to me, it's black. But
well, yeah, red is the very first color that does lose color
correct.
Underwater. Yeah.
Yeah, no reflectance, exactly. So.
Yep. So,
but crabbing's not much up here, I'll tell you. It's pretty poor. But the last 2 days, I'd say mouth of the Magatheta Bodkin, the commercial guys in the pots, they seem to have gotten a little shot of crabs. In the river, in the Magothy, in the Bodkin, it's not much. There are a couple dozen if you work really hard for it, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm hearing the guys with 1,200 pots are getting, you know, 2.5 bushels. I'm hearing the trotliners are out there 4 or 5 hours getting half a bushel.
That's exactly what we're hearing. So let's hope it, you know, it's on the mend, and next year is going to be a little better. Maybe even the fall we'll have some crabs.
Oh, I'm sure we will. Now, listen, I know you probably haven't been listening. I know you've been busy, but the question that came up yesterday, and there's some verification. Arnold, my buddy Arnold, sent me an article about the effect of chlorine and the way that the sewage treatment plants treat their wastewater, and, you know, basically release it into the waters of New England.
Yeah.
How the chlorinated water that they use to treat the wastewater, you know, is flushed into the waters of New England and has a detrimental effect on the lobster fry.
Oh yeah, absolutely it would. Think about that. Chlorine pretty much kills everything.
Everything, yeah. Well, I was told by a buddy in the business that said, our crabbers on Chesapeake Bay, a lot of them have 100-gallon tanks on their boats to dip their crab pots in to keep the barnacles and the grasses and that type of thing from forming on their crab pots before they put them away for the day.
There is some truth to that, yeah.
And he said, you know, he knows beyond a reasonable doubt that a lot of these guys will just turn that drain spigot on and flush that tank into the bay at the end of the day or the end of the week or the end of whatever.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, have you heard that?
I haven't heard that directly, but I know at times they use chlorine. Their trick with power washing those pots is hot steam. Steam seems to kill the bacteria as well as chlorine.
Sure, but that's on land.
That's on land, exactly.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, that's on land, but yeah, that is a problem. I don't know any crab was personally using chlorine out in the bay, but I'm sure it does exist.
Okay.
Because here's the deal. If, like, a homeowner has crab pots on his pier and you get growth on it,
sure. We
tell him you bring it up, you power wash it off, and you leave it in the sun for 2 days to kill the bacteria.
Exactly.
They're not able to do that. They're throwing the pots right back, so hence the chlorine. So it is bad for the environment. It's terrible.
Yep, I got it.
I don't know that that's our main cause. I really don't.
No. But I mean,
it all contributes.
It everything contributes. I can imagine that the millions and millions and millions of gallons of treated sewage that goes into the bay, if it is chlorinated, has a hell of a lot more effect on it than a few crabbers dumping chlorine overboard. You know, so
yeah.
But has that? I'd like to know if that's been monitored or looked at in the bay.
I don't believe it has.
I think that's a project for somebody.
I do, too. That sounds valid, at least to check it out, to do a survey, to see how much of it's from that.
I think I know a couple of people that I could send that little tip to and see what they think about it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But I'll tell you something to me along these same lines now. Our new governor said he's going to put that flush tax money back to where it was supposed to be, and that's to redo the 22 sewer treatment plants to feed the bay. To me, that would be the biggest bump for us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know.
So
if anybody can urge him to do that, because he even mentioned that in his campaign, that he wanted to return to Ehrlich's plan of doing that.
Yep.
So I'd love to urge him on would be great. He's got it tough, let's face it.
Oh, you're not kidding. I mean, but you know what? So far, so good. He's been he's been pretty good to the sportsmen in Maryland, from what I can understand. The only casualty, the only tragic casualty, was Tom O'Connell leaving Fishery Service.
That, I agree with you.
That was a tragedy and a travesty, in my opinion.
Yeah,
so
yeah. He was very good for it.
Indeed. So yeah. All right, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, everybody. Have a great weekend.
You do the same. Thanks. Thanks for the call there, or thanks for the report, bud. Appreciate it.
We'll see you, Alex.
All right. Bye bye. There he goes, Bud at Fishbones, and stainless steel crab steamer. Lifetime. It's the only thing you need for Father's Day. That's for sure. If your father's a crabber and a crab eater and a crab steamer, that's the one you need to get. So, let me tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop. I told you about the fishing, everything for fishing. Told you about the hunting, everything for hunting. Firearms, you name it. What I'm trying to say is Clyde Sports Shop is your overall, all-around outdoor store in Maryland. That's right. Everything you could need, want, or imagine for fishing and hunting, shooting sports, gun repairs, gunsmithing, scope mounting, bore sighting, rod and reel repair. Reel repair is very important to a lot of people. You know, maybe a replacement handle, new rod tip, new guide if something's broken, and refurbish that equipment for you. Gunsmithing and gun cleaning and gun repairs and all that, they do all that. So it's a full-line hunting, fishing store with the service to back it up. And don't forget the archery and crossbows, too. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. That's 410-242-6108, 242-6108. And that 24-hour fishing hotline is 410-247-3474. That's right, 410-247-FISH for a 24-hour fishing report from Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Keep it going. Oh, is that all we got? That's all we got? Oh, we. Oh man, we got to get more of that song rolling. So we do. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 800-WCBM-680. If you're outside the local Baltimore calling area, we'd love to have you call us here and be the last caller. You want to talk about your dad? We'd love to hear from you. Yep, Father's Day coming up. My dad's gone. My granddad's gone. And so, you know, I remember fondly memories of those guys, not just in the outdoors. I mean, I've got to find this picture somewhere. Grandpap Miller and I, he's got a cigarette. I've got my cowboy hat on and my six gun, you know, when I was probably four, sitting on his front porch. Granddad was always a great gardener. He had a huge garden. He made the paper. He had red sage out front of his house. It was 6 feet high. And the paper came along one day, the local newspaper, the Altoona Mirror, came along and did a story about him. And lived there. The place was a chicken coop when they bought it. And they built this house up around it. And, you know, old German stock. And he was a railroad man. He retired as a brakeman on the Pennsylvania Railroad after 40 years of service. And used to bring me pieces of stone with iron, you know, rocks with iron ore in it on its way to the steel mills in Pittsburgh. And, you know, I don't have any of them anymore, I don't think. But I remember, you know, every now and then getting a chunk of rock from Granddad with a big old rust spot in it. And you could see the ore in there that would fall off the train cars or he'd look through it or whatever. But, you know, Altoona, big railroad town, Pennsylvania, home of the Pennsylvania Railroad, the Horseshoe Curve and all that. And he rode the rails for 40 years. So, you know, if you want to talk about your dad, You got about 2 minutes to do that, and then we'll be off of here, and Alan Summers will be up next with the Garden Club. And I know Alan is excited because he even brought his implements with him today. Did you see that? He brought his rake with him. Yeah, you didn't see that? Yeah, he brought his hoe with him. So he's ready to go. Yeah. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number right here. The Outdoorsman Radio Show, winding to a quick conclusion. You can be the last caller. Why not? If you need to get in touch with us, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you'd like to find out what's going on with the Maryland Hunting Coalition, you can visit that website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Facebook.com/mdhuntingcoalition. Facebook.com/The Outdoorsman Radio Show. Not active. Facebook.com/Maryland Loves Crabs. Facebook.com/Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Maryland Hunting Quarterly for the summer issue is on the press and should be delivered on Monday, so we'll start getting that out to all the shops, usually Clyde Sports Shop and the Linex locations and Battery Warehouse, and some of those folks are the first ones to have it because they're close and we can deliver it real quick. So watch for that next week. A lot of good stories. It talks about the repeal of our strict liability doctrine here in Maryland. The governor signing the bill is on the cover. And we want to give a shout-out to our creative director, Donna Fisher. Donna Fisher is battling to regain her strength from a recent bout with a downturn in her health. And Donna is still our creative director. She was unable to put this magazine together like all she's done for the last 20 years. So we've had to hire a new young lady named Jennifer. And Jennifer stepped up to the plate and did a very nice job. So we'll be seeing how Jennifer's handiwork is received here in the next week or so. So I relate this to our advertisers and our stores and everything with both the Quarterly and the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. I simply say, imagine if your store burnt down. You'd be out of business for a while, wouldn't you? Yes. Well, I said, well, my store burnt down. My creative director was unable to Donna was pretty much a partner when we started the Quarterly and the Crab magazine. I mean, it's, you know, she developed the logos and all that stuff. So, a lot of that is still her intellectual property, and, you know, she's still on board. So, anyway, where was I going with that? Anyway, we'll see. We'll see. I guess that's all I can tell you. The store burned down. So my store burnt down. Ellis Outdoors, lost a crucial part of its business for a while, but we're rebuilding, and we're going to be back on track here real soon. So hang with us, and we're still on the air every Saturday from 5 to 7, that's for sure. Right? Thank you for a nice job there, Bethany. Are you awake yet? Quiet time over? Little nap you took? Done? Now you're wide awake. Okay. Well, now you get to deal with Alan Summers. Yes, indeed. So he's coming up next, and I know who his first caller is. Bert in Pikesville wants to talk about yucca. See, I knew.